أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah from Surah number 60. This is Surah Al-Mumtahana, the examined one. And the ayah I'd like to look at is the last ayah of this surah, which is ayah 13. Ayah 1 of this surah also starts off with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, but maybe I can tie it both together in this one. So let's look at ayah 13. You could highlight it. And here Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. La tatawallaw qawman ghadiba Allahu alayhim. Do not incline yourselves towards a people with whom Allah is angry. And then he says who he is angry with. He says it is those who قَدْ يَعِسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ كَمَا يَعِسَ الْقُفَّارُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ. They have turned away, or they have lost hope in the hereafter. In other words, they don't believe in the akhirah. To them, death is annihilation. And he says they are like those who cover up the truth and despair of those in the grave. Now, there's two ways of looking at it. So those who cover up the truth think that they will never see the loved ones that have died again. They don't believe there is anything after death. It could also be seen as like those who are in the grave and who covered up the truth have lost all hope in redeeming themselves. In essence, what the ayah is saying is, do not incline towards those who do not see beyond death, who do not see that there is an afterlife, that the soul will live forever. So let's for a minute just contemplate on death a little bit and try and understand it. For really, each one of us is going in the same direction. Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, Ayah 57, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul must taste death. We all know the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah 156, which we recite every time we hear of death. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we are from Allah, and indeed to Him we will return. The Prophet said, you have not been created to perish, but to remain forever. You only transfer from one place to another when you die. So in essence, there's only two things that are certain in our existence. One is birth, and that's why we say, indeed we are from Allah. And the other is death, and indeed to Him we will return. You know, we prepare for the birth of a child. We call the mother an expectant mother. But somehow, we don't call ourselves expectant marhumin, even though the journey of death to the akhirah is inevitable and unavoidable. Marhumin, when somebody calls me a marhuma or a marhum, it is one who is encompassed in God's mercy. Now, sooner or later, because of our old age or illness, or that of someone we love, or the news of death of someone in the community, we're forced to face the reality of death. And we need to realize the need for preparation for the journey. Allah is angry with these people because they do not prepare for it. How so? Anybody who believes in a life after death knows that he or she is accountable. One who does not believe in accountability, and therefore will do whatever they like to whoever they like, thinking if we can get away with it in the world, we're done. Now, there's an old fable where a man makes an unusual agreement with the angel of death. He tells the angel of death that he'd only be willing to accompany him, as if he had a choice, if the angel of death would give him a notice well in advance. The agreement was made. They shook hands. Weeks became months and months into years. One bitterly cold night, as the man sat alone thinking of his success in life, Israel, who is the angel of death, tapped on his shoulder and said, "Time up." The man said, "You're here too soon. You didn't send a messenger. I thought we had an agreement." The angel of death whispered, "Notice your hair. Once it was full and black. Now it has streaks of white in it. Observe your face in the mirror. See the wrinkles. I've sent you so many messages through the years. I've kept my part. I'm sorry you're not ready for me, but the order of Allah cannot be averted." Imam Hussein And the day of Ashura said, death is nothing but a bridge over which you pass from this world of distress and affliction towards a heaven of eternal bliss. Who of you would not like to migrate from the worldly prison to the heavenly palace? And as for your enemies, it's like migrating from the palace towards the prison. So the idea of this ayah is to constantly be aware that death in essence is at any time. And we need to be prepared for it. And we need to understand that we are accountable for every single intention and action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be of those who are prepared for death. And when the angel of death does come, we can say, thank you for life. Absolute thank you. I did my best to leave the world a better place than what I found it in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.